Imagine a country where jobs are plentiful and families can get ahead. A country where veterans are treated with dignity and respect. A country so powerful, terrorism is in retreat. Our families safe. A country run by a leader whose career was built on success. A leader who isn't beholden to special interests, but to the people themselves. Make America great again. Donald Trump for president.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Get Better Wellness Radio Show. Today is March 22nd, and I'm your host, Erin Chamberlick, holistic nutritionist, coming to you live from the northern suburbs of Chicago. You can visit my website at getbetterwellness.com. I am seeing that we're quickly approaching swimsuit season, and people have big weight loss goals. The Consumer Reports survey said that about 40% of Americans are trying to lose weight, and the average weight loss goal is about 35 pounds. So some of you have been working hard with your New Year's resolutions, and you have lost weight. And maybe some of you are still struggling with losing some belly fat. Well, today our topic is busting belly fat and losing weight permanently. I have invited a special guest to join me today in discussing this topic, and it is Dr. Josh Axe. Dr. Axe, are you with me this morning?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can. Great.
Okay, great.
Okay, Dr. Axe is a wellness physician out of Nashville, Tennessee, and your clinic is called the Exodus Health Center. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, and you also host a weekly radio show called Transform Your Health. I know that broadcasts live out of Nashville on Sunday nights, and I first heard you on a podcast that I download. I think your show is about 3 hours, so I listen to it off and on when I work out or drive, but it's an awesome show, and I would encourage everyone to take a listen. Now, I think we have a bit of a delay here, so I'm going to maybe ask you a question, and I'll shut up for a minute, but I know you have a new book out called The Real Food Diet Cookbook, and I just got my copy, so that's pretty exciting. So let me just turn it over to you if you wanted to say another word or two about yourself, and then we'll jump into our topic.
Absolutely. Well, I am out of Nashville, and I have a natural healthcare clinic here, do a radio show. I also have a large natural website called DrAxe.com. And, you know, it's really my goal and my mission to help people get healthy and well and to do it naturally. You know, if you look at the statistics today of how many people are sick, how many people are getting cancer and heart disease, if you look at the obesity rates in kids today, you know, these numbers just continue to climb. And, you know, you look at we're spending more on health care than ever before. And really, in America, we're really sicker than ever before with these chronic health conditions. And so even the reason why I called my clinic Exodus, the idea was to be setting people free from health bondage, you know, from things that are keeping them from living life to their full potential. And so I'm always writing articles, you know, doing the things like the podcast and taking care of, you know, just a range of people in my clinic, helping them reach their full potential and health. And that's going to be different for everybody. You know, I work with a lot of actually Olympic athletes. I work with a lot of the Olympic swimmers. Also, I'm a physician for USA Wrestling. And, you know, I work on these athletes. But at the same time, you know, I also work on, you know, just normal families that come in. And actually about one-third of my practice is kids. So we work on a lot of kids as well. But, again, every single person, I think that they, you know, I want to give them an opportunity to realize that they can get healthy and well and that they can do it naturally through nutrition, through things like, you know, chiropractic care, massage therapy, through exercise, you know, through these natural means and natural remedies like, yeah, you know, different vitamins and supplements and things like that. And so just on a mission like you, Erin, to really help help people, you know, regain their health.
Great. Well, and there's, you know, such a growing problem here with being overweight and obese and contributing to, you know, all the diseases that you mentioned. And you know, I don't want to approach this topic lightly as if it is just a cosmetic issue that we need to get rid of our belly fat. because it really is a growing problem in this country that's spiraling out of control, and we're not getting, you know, the answers we need from the medical community, certainly not from the old food pyramid that has contributed to the problem. So as we talk about belly fat, we're really just talking about getting healthy, and there is no quick fix or pill, which is what we would like to believe, that we can go to the store and pick up Ally and not have any ill effects from that and simply lose weight. So can you talk about, you know, is belly fat worse than other types of fat in terms of our health?
Yeah, it absolutely is, and I'll tell you, you know, one of the things that you mentioned just a second ago was, you know, we're not trying to be, you know, super, I mean, when we're talking about things like cancer and heart disease, you talk about belly fat, you're like, well, belly fat, obviously that's not as important, but really it is. The reason why belly fat is really a big issue today is actually if you have increased belly fat overall, actually a recent study was done out of the, actually in Europe, and this is out of the New England Journal of Medicine, and they found that if you have increased belly fat more than the average person, your risk of death doubles. It actually said belly fat has been linked to an increased risk of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, and they've done studies on hundreds of thousands of people. And so the truth is, and here's the other thing, they found that the average middle-aged weight gain of 22 pounds, if someone is about 20 to 22 pounds overweight, their chance of getting cancer triples and their chance of heart disease doubles. Now, on the other end, you know, we can kind of look at it like this for all of our listeners who, if they go and lose 20 pounds and a good majority of that is body fat or belly fat, what's going to happen is, you know, their chance of getting cancer is cut down by 300%. Their chance of getting heart disease is 300%. So if we're looking at it from a positive perspective, again, if we go and we make these changes that, you know, myself and you, Aaron, are going to talk about today, I mean, we can make massive, massive changes, not only in our physical appearance, but in our internal health.
Yeah, I mean, so, 300% is got to be motivating to people. And for some reason, I don't think we get it. We know we need to exercise and eat well, but somehow we think we can, you know, jump on the treadmill a little bit, have a little bit more broccoli, have a little bit less, you know, candy, and that's going to get us there, but it really isn't. The problem is getting worse and worse, even though people say, I eat a good diet. They really aren't. So how do you get through to people? What do you tell them is a good diet?
Well, here's what I tell them, and I sum it up like this. Basically, we need to start eating real food. And today, you'd be surprised that some people think they're eating real food and we're not. Now, obviously, most people realize that a Twinkie, it's not a real food. And let me also mention, before I jump into real food, let me say why real food is important. There are certain things that, you know, God created to go into our body, and if we're not eating these things that are real, it's going to create disease. For instance, I'm not supposed to be eating plastic. You know, I'm not supposed to be eating, you know, metal. These things just were not necessarily created to go into my body. And so if you put things that aren't meant to go into your body, that's what creates sickness and disease. So we want to start off by eating real food. Again, these Twinkies and donuts and all this stuff, these things have been, a lot of them created in factories. There's nothing real about them. But here's the other thing that can happen. You can take a real food and turn it into a fake food. Let me give you an example of how that happens. If you have an orange today, an orange is amazing. There are so many things in here that your body needs to function properly, and they will also help you burn fat and lose weight. So, for instance, an orange has an antioxidant known as quercetin. And quercetin is one of the number one anti-inflammatory compounds on the planet, so it's going to reduce inflammation. Also, it's loaded with vitamin C, you know, an important nutrient that boosts your immune system, but it's also got fiber, it's got enzymes, it's got water. So this, you know, this orange has all these amazing nutrients. It's a real food that will bring real health to your body. Now, here's what we do today. We'll take an orange, and it'll go through a process called first they'll actually turn it into a juice. So they'll extract all the fiber, and they'll keep it as a juice. Then what they'll do is they'll pasteurize that juice, which you heat it up to 150 degrees for about an hour. That kills off all the enzymes, damages most of the vitamins and minerals. Then we heat dry it and turn it into a concentrate, and then we add tap water back in, and we added different sort of colorings and flavorings and a lot of times added sugar. And then we have your typical orange juice today. And then if you go and look at something like Sunny Delight today, they add high fructose corn syrup in there, and that's what we give our kids today. And so you can see what happens is we will take a real food today, turn it into a fake food, and just in general, if people were eating real foods, you know, we would be healthy as a country today. I mean, it's probably, I know that sounds simple, but it really is that simple.
Right. And then even if you took the oranges at home and squeezed your own juice, that's better because it's not being pasteurized, but still, isn't that going to be a load of sugar?
Yeah, you got to be careful here. And the way I explain it is we have a whole spectrum of health in healthy foods. And so on one end of the spectrum, you know, you have like the fried Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kremes or things like that, and just Twinkies, you know, so we have that stuff down there. You move a little bit further down the scale, we have things like processed cereal and processed juices, like even your own orange juice. And then we come over and you have things like the real orange. And so, you know, there is a whole spectrum there. What I recommend for most people is that they really stick to five main foods when it comes to burning fat and losing weight. Number one food is vegetables. You know, vegetables are very high in fiber. They're high in vitamins and minerals. They're going to have very, very low sugar content. That's going to help most people burn fat and lose weight. Another food that's good is fruit. Specifically berries. Berries are loaded with fiber. They're also very, very high in antioxidants. It's a great choice if you're going to do some sort of fruit. The third food I recommend are beans. Again, beans, another high-fiber food, also packed with protein, and so beans tend to be good. Next thing would be nuts and seeds like almonds and flax seeds. These have got great amino acids like, almonds have L-arginine. And they also have good fats in there that can help your body burn fat and lose weight. And the last category would be organic wild meats, things like organic chicken and turkey, wild salmon, cage-free eggs, things along those lines. But if you stick to those five foods, the vegetables, fruits, beans, nuts and seeds, and organic meats, I found those five things will help people burn fat and lose weight. And I'll tell you what will cause people to gain the weight is all the processed sugars and grains. Actually, there's a big thing, and we remember the food pyramid back from 1970 that said you should eat 10 to 11 servings of grains. I think about that for myself. If I ate 10 servings of grains right now, I'd be in a sugar coma. You know, that's like three bowls of pasta, three pieces of pizza, and, you know, three bowls of cereal. It's like there's just no way, and that's what they were recommending for people. And so I just know for myself is I feel the best when I'm doing a grain-free and no, you know, a grain-free diet and a diet with no sugars. And here's the truth is that, you know, sugar will turn to fat faster than anything else. And so, again, really eating those five foods is really, really a good choice there. And you probably saw in my cookbook, we created a new food pyramid called the Real Food Pyramid, which is really this kind of pyramid people should be following.
Right. And I do agree with your five food groups. But what do you think about dairy, milk, cheese, yogurt?
Well, I'll tell you what how I feel about dairy. I feel like I feel the same way about it as I do as all other foods. I feel like if it's in a raw form, I think there's actually a lot of health benefits. Specifically, let me go through this. So when it comes to dairy, dairy has a lot of nutrients in there. It's got protein. It's got good fat. As well, it's also, and let me go over a few of the things there. So the protein, it's got whey protein and casein protein, two kinds of protein that are very important for building muscle, which is good for anybody. Also has a certain type of fat known as CLA, that's known as conjugated linoleic acid, and that's actually right now one of the top fat-burning supplements on the entire market today, but it's got this CLA in it if you are doing raw dairy that will actually help your body burn body fat, so it's very important for that. Also, it's packed with calcium and vitamin K2. And vitamin K2 and calcium have been shown two of the top supplements for building your bone health, but they're also very important for burning fat. And so really doing raw dairy products, unpasteurized, is a good option. Also, if you go to a place like Whole Foods today, they have goat's milk yogurt there. And things like goat's milk yogurt, they typically just flash pasteurize that. And it's not as strenuous, it's not as bad. And so typically you can do goat's milk yogurt from Whole Foods and do pretty well with that. Also, you know, I go to Whole Foods and even Kroger here in my area, And they actually have raw cheese available. And so I'll do raw cheese as well. You know, the raw milk is harder to get, but again, it's the same thing. It's, you know, when it's in its natural form, it's real. It's good for you. Now, here's what happens. If you pasteurize milk, it damages almost all the enzymes, kills off a majority of the good bacteria known as probiotics, and actually even hydrogenates the oil. So there's fat in there. And if you heat certain types of fat, they become bad fats. For instance, you don't want to heat olive oil. If you heat olive oil too much, it turns from a good fat into a bad fat. And the same thing happens if you heat up milk too much. It will actually damage the fats. And so it's almost like you're drinking hydrogenated oils and then sugar. And so, again, I don't think milk is necessarily good or bad. I think it's good if it's raw. I think it's bad if it's processed, like almost any food.
Right. And for the listeners, if you're looking for raw milk, you can visit realmilk.com and they can point you in the direction, hopefully in your area. Each state is different, and some places it's pretty hard to get, but sometimes when you do a little digging, you can find that. Well, what about some quote-unquote fat-burning foods? What are things that we can add to our diet that are whole foods that will help with the fat burning?
Sure. Well, I found a few things, and here's just kind of a short list to go through. One of the top foods is cinnamon. And if you look at cinnamon, one of the powerful things about it, there's something called an ORAC score. It's O-R-A-C, and it's known as oxygen radical absorption capacity, and it's ranking antioxidants in foods. They've actually found that cinnamon is literally probably the number one antioxidant-rich food on the entire planet. And antioxidants are going to help your body age slower, but they're also going to help your body burn fat. And they've done several studies and found that cinnamon actually helps lower your blood sugar levels, which is very, very important when it comes to weight loss and specifically for diabetes. And so I recommend doing about one teaspoon of cinnamon a day. And what I do is I do a smoothie in the morning where I actually go ahead and do a teaspoon of cinnamon right in there, and it's great for burning fat and losing weight. Another fat-burning food is cayenne pepper. And so I'll take cayenne pepper and sprinkle that on chicken. I'll sprinkle it if I'm making myself some homemade hummus or anything like that. And actually, cayenne pepper has showed it helps with lipid oxidation and will actually help your body burn fat for energy. So using cayenne pepper is the second one. Third top fat-burning food would be ginger. Now, ginger is known, it's actually what's called a metabolic activator, and it naturally increases your metabolism by as much as 20%. According to studies in Europe. And so it's actually been clinically shown to help, again, help burn body fat. So adding ginger in is a good thing. And a lot of times I'll juice that. Sometimes I'll throw that into a salad. But again, you know, ginger is a great choice as well. Even sprinkling that on different types of food is good. Another great type of food are citrus fruits, specifically lemons, limes, and grapefruit. And a study was published in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and it showed that the higher levels of vitamin C found in adult food samples, the smaller the waistline in the adults. And vitamin C actually oxidizes and burns body fat, which equals a slimmer waistline. So, again, citrus fruit, specifically doing lemon. What I do throughout my day is actually I make a drink, and if anyone would like to check this out, I've got what's called my detox drink. And you could Google Dr. Axe detox drink. You can look up Dr. Axe. You can look up detox. Just search that on my website, draxe.com. But I do a drink in the morning where I take 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, and sometimes also I'll put a pinch of cinnamon and cayenne pepper in there. But in general, I do the lemon juice and I do apple cider vinegar, and the citric acid found in the lemon juice. And there's also something called acetic acid you're going to find in apple cider vinegar. Those both help burn body fat. So I'll actually drink a drink while I take, again, lemon juice, apple cider vinegar. And then a lot of times to sweeten it up, and it tastes almost like lemonade to me, I'll put a little bit of stevia in that, which is a no-calorie natural sweetener. And I'll just drink that throughout my day as a drink. You know, it's a great replacement for soda. And, you know, it helps your body burn fat and lose weight. And so, again, doing citrus fruits like the grapefruit and the lemon, good choices there. Just a few more fat-burning foods. Berries are great for burning fat and losing weight. They contain a type of fiber called pectin. Also, they're high in antioxidants, which have been shown to help burn fat. And they're also, berries are lower in sugar than most other fruits, and so they tend to be a pretty good option there. Number six fat-burning food is wild salmon. I don't recommend farm-raised salmon, but salmon is great because it contains omega-3 fatty acids, which is shown to actually help your body's production of leptin. And there's a lot of research on this today, but leptin is basically your body's fat-burning hormone. And I'll tell you, I've come across a lot of people who don't burn body fat like they should because their hormones are in balance. And so getting those good omega-3 fats, like doing wild salmon, is a great choice. And one of the recipes in my cookbook are from salmon patties. And you can actually get wild salmon in a can at your local grocery store. So I take wild salmon. I'll take crackers made from flax seeds. They're actually called Mary's Gone crackers. I know they're in Whole Foods and Kroger today. You can get them offline, but I get these Mary's Gone crackers, crush those up with some eggs, some wild salmon, and I'll make salmon patties. That's a great way. Actually, kids love these as well, and I'll eat wild salmon. And my last fat-burning food, which I think is just probably one of the number one superfoods on the planet, is garlic. Garlic has an abundance of health benefits, but specifically it contains allicin, which actually helps kill off bad bacteria in your body and parasites. And so it's good for that, but it's also been shown to be good for body fat. So I'll take some garlic and throw that in a salad. I'll cut it up and throw it on, throw it in some hummus or use it when I'm cooking Italian food. But again, garlic's another great option. So those are some of the top set seven fat-burning foods that I found really work well.
Yeah, I like your detox drink because then you can get in the cinnamon, the lemon, the apple cider vinegar in one hit. But I do want to say the apple cider vinegar that you're talking about is the raw, unfiltered, unpasteurized. And
exactly.
So not the Heinz clear vinegar. That doesn't do the trick because that's it's like Bragg's would be a brand or something you get at Whole Foods. It's going to be cloudy because it has the enzymes and the probiotics in it. So that's the apple cider vinegar. What about exercise? This is something I really want to understand better. The type of exercise that is the best to do for losing belly weight, but just for, gaining lean muscle, what do you recommend?
I recommend two types of exercise. The number one and the most important type of exercise for burning fat is called burst training. And you can Google this online. You can look up burst training. I know I've actually got a demo and some other things on my site and more articles on DrX.com about that. But here's the difference is that, they did a study recently in Wales, and they wanted to compare doing long-distance cardio and doing the short burst training. And burst training is exercising like a sprinter rather than a marathon, and so exercising in intervals. And so what they did is they had these two groups of women do a 15-week exercise study. And they exercised for 15 weeks. They did it. They exercised three times a week, and they got on spin bikes. Now, one of the groups did 40 minutes of straight moderate spinning on a spin bike. Okay, so they did 40 minutes straight three times a week. The other group, and this was done on women, the other group did 20 minutes of exercise, but they did it in bursts, so doing about 20 seconds off, 20 seconds on. So anyways, they did kind of sprint. So they go really hard 20 seconds, they'd go really slow, 20 seconds, really hard, really slow, and they did this study for 15 weeks. What they found at the end of this 15-week study is that the women who did the burst-type training lost three times as much body fat as the other group. And so really it makes a big difference. I know that I worked as a personal trainer before I had a natural health care clinic and went on to get my degree in natural health care. I went and I actually was a personal trainer, and I remember, the big thing at the time was, hey, you just do cardio. You just do a lot of long-distance, very slow-distance cardio. And I remember sitting in the gym at times, and I would see these girls come in. This was at University of Kentucky where I was in college at the time and training, and I'd see these girls come in, and they would do hours and hours of cardio and still not lose weight, and it blew my mind. I'm like, how is this possible? And the truth is they weren't educating their body in the right way. They weren't doing that burst training. And so the number one way to burn fat and lose weight is to do burst training. And, again, I've got an example of that on my website. But here's what it would look like. You can do this by yourself. You could sprint in place 20 – or let me give you an example. If you go to a gym and you get on a spin bike, you would spin hard 30 seconds, easy 30 seconds, hard 30 seconds, easy. You go and get on an elliptical. Same thing. Go hard 30 seconds, easy 30 seconds for about 20 minutes. Or you could do that with jumping jacks at home or push-ups at home or any kind of exercise. But doing the burst training will cause you to lose usually 3 to 5 times more body fat than regular cardiovascular exercise. And I'll tell you, I've seen people lose a lot of weight from burst training with doing as little as 5 to 10 minutes a day. I mean, really, just doing that amount will make a difference. And the other type of exercise I think that is very important is weight training. You know, weight training is the way you're going to build the most muscle. And muscle on your body will burn a lot more body fat than having fat will, obviously. And so the more muscle you can have, the better. So an example of a workout, if someone could work out 3 times a week for about 40 minutes, that would be ideal. They could do 20 minutes of weight training followed up by 20 minutes of burst training. Now, again, you can exercise more than that, but, again, I've seen people get in a radically great shape and lose a lot of body fat by doing, you know, about 40 minutes 3 times a week of that type of exercise.
Yeah, I think the burst training is key. And for me, I do not like exercising. I just do it because, you know, I know I should. And I work out at, you know, Snap Fitness. So I have been burst training for probably about a year. And I love it because I'm done with it in 20 minutes and then I can go do the weights for 20 or 30 minutes and then out of there in an hour. And I agree, we see people pounding it out on the treadmill and it doesn't add up in our brains that I have the little meter on my treadmill that says how many calories I've burned. Can you explain what happens physically? How is the body burning the stored sugar during burst training, and why does this set us up for fat burning for the next, you know, however many hours compared to what happens in our body when we're pounding it out on the treadmill for a 5K or a 10K?
Great question. Aaron, that's a great question. I think this is one of the things that confuses a lot of people. It's here's what happens. I remember I used to get on the treadmill, and here's what I would do. I would be on there working out, and I would look to see how many calories I burned. And I wanted to make sure also I was in the fat-burning zone. So I thought, well, hey, I'm in the fat-burning zone. That means that's the area where I'm going to burn the most body fat. Here's the truth, though. If you are doing the long-distance cardiovascular exercise for, let's say, an hour, well, you are going to burn fat that hour you're exercising, but when you're done, your body is going to stop burning fat. It's only going to burn fat when you exercise. The difference with doing the burst training is this. If you go and do that burst training like I'm talking about, your body doesn't burn fat during the exercise. Now, it will burn up sugar. It may burn a little fat, but here's what happens. For the next 36 hours, your body continues to burn body fat. And so that's the amazing thing. Think about that. You can burn fat for 1 hour or for 36 hours, so your body continues to burn fat even while you're sleeping that next night. And so really, if you really want to burn fat and lose weight fast, you've really got to do the burst training. It's probably the most important thing people can do for burning fat and actually losing weight. And just for people for more resources, again, you can go to my site and check out. I've got a weight training video on there on draxe.com. We've got a burst training. I've got some more studies and articles you can search there on the site. But I think it is a very, very important thing to understand that, hey, you've got to burst if you want to lose weight.
Great. And it is, I think, important for people to get up to speed on this. This isn't the thinking that's been common. It isn't what people have been talking about in the past. But it is the way that works. And I think the other issue would be the cortisol. The stress hormones are produced when we're doing the long distance running on the treadmill. And this is breaking down muscle and it's increasing fat storage. And I think we want the opposite to be happening. Burst training, doesn't it increase your testosterone too, which is important for men and women?
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought this up, Aaron, because you're right. If you're doing a lot of long-distance cardio, your body will actually burn muscle, and your cortisol levels will go up, which is known as your aging hormone. It causes you to age faster. If you are burst training, your body starts producing something called human growth hormone, which is actually known as your anti-aging hormone. So it will cause you cause you to age at a slower rate if you are doing that burst training. Your hormones are going to be more balanced. And I just even think for myself, if you look at a sprinter versus a marathon runner, you know, sprinters, I always think of Michael Johnson in the Olympics. You see these sprinters, they're cut, they're lean, they have a glow about them. Again, there is no body fat on them. I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of older people that have been marathon runners for years, and they keep on the belly fat. And because their body, you know, can store that there in case they need to burn it for, you know, for running long distance in the future. So you really got to train your body like a sprinter if you want to burn fat and lose weight.
Amen. Well, Dr. X, our time is about up. We're running on fumes here, and I thank you. This has been awesome, and we've packed
sure.
a lot of information into 30 minutes. But visit drx.com for all the information. He's got awesome articles. And I thank you today. This has been Erin Chamberlick for GetBetterWellness.com, wishing you an awesome day.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
You heard the speech. But behind the glitter lies this stark truth. In Hillary Clinton's America, things get worse. Under her dishonest plan, taxes keep rising, terrorism spreads. Washington insiders remain in control, Americans losing their jobs, homes, and hope. In Donald Trump's America, people are put back to work. Our families are safe, the American dream achievable again. Change that makes America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.